Hello, Dean.
Hi, good morning, Ellen.
Good morning.
Yeah, nice talking to you again. How are you?
Great.
Mm-hmm. That's good.
I have sore throat.
Oh, I see. Sorry to hear that. Have you taken medicine for that? Or have you...
Yes, I have taken medicine. Mm-hmm. And I had good sleep last night.
Oh,
I
okay.
think I had to speak out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I also usually do when I have sore throat, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and drink lots of water.
Yeah, lots of water and ginger tea.
Oh, yeah, ginger tea. That's good, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Also avoid sweets.
Sweets?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, avoid sweets. And cold drinks. Because that can really give you sore throat. Especially if you're going to drink iced tea.
Iced tea?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because whenever I drink iced tea, I will have sore throat afterwards. Yeah. So,
okay.
Yeah, just take good care of yourself. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's good.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. And yes, let's get started with our lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you read the title for me?
Yeah, Scientist, one of disastrous global warming in near future.
Very good. Okay, so scientists... warn of disastrous global warming in near future. Okay, let's say that. Let's read that word again. Disastrous.
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 Okay, very good. Much better. Okay, let's have the vocabulary words for today.
Surpass. Surpass.
Yep.
Pre-industrial.
Pre-industrial.
Pre-industrial. Limit.
Mm-hmm.
Fossil fuel.
Fossil.
Fossil.
Very good.
Fossil fuel.
Yes.
Sustainable.
Very good. One more time. Sustainable.
Sustainable.
Okay, very good. Any words that you're unfamiliar with?
Surpass.
Surpass. Okay. Yeah. When you say surpass, it's more of like you are doing something or you will do something to a greater degree.
A greater degree.
You will extend the limit, if I'm going to put it in my own words, yes. Yep.
Do something to create it. Okay.
Or extending the limit.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Any more questions?
No.
None? Okay. So, let's have the article.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The United Nations Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change, IPCC, is warning that the world is warming faster than predicted. The group says a major slowing of global warming is necessary to avoid a disaster. The IPCC released a special report on global warming of 1.5 degrees Celsius. The report states the global warming has already surpassed 1 degree Celsius since pre-industrial times. The scientists report that the level of warming is likely to reach 1.25 degrees during the next 30 years or so. The report warns a further increase to 2 degrees Celsius would greatly increase the number of natural disaster. It would speed up the melting of the Arctic sea ice, causing islands to disappear under rising seas. And the report says it would become impossible to produce enough food to feed the world's growing population. Peter Talas of the World Meteorological Organization says there is still time for people to act and limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. Talas suggest several actions governments and individuals take to lower the world's temperature. One is to end the use of fossil fuel for electricity and transportation. There is more than enough clean energy from the sun, winds, and other sustainable sources to meet humanity's needs. People can help save the planet by changing the way they live, Talas argues. He says that switching to a vegetarian diet or simply eating less meat would go a long way towards reducing our impact on the environment. Talas says governments have about 30 years to stop using fossil fuels and limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius. He says this is a major task, but he says it is not impossible.
All right. Okay. Great work in reading the article. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, though you have sore throat, you were able to pronounce some of the words correctly. Great job.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Let's just practice these words. Natural.
Natural.
Okay, very good. One more time. Natural.
Natural.
Okay. And this word is long. Let's just practice it. Okay, it's also a long one. Meteorological.
Meteorological.
You got it right. Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Any unfamiliar words on the article?
It's okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you. Let's keep it going. Who published this special report on global warming of 1.5 degrees Celsius?
Peter Talas of the World Meteorological Organization.
Right, very good. What is likely to happen if global warming increases to 2 degrees Celsius, according to the report?
2 degrees.
What is likely to happen if global warming increases to 2 degrees Celsius?
And speed up the melting of Arctic sea ice.
Right, okay. So that's alarming. Okay.
Yes.
Yeah. And how long do governments have to limit global warming to 1.5 degrees Celsius, according to TALIS?
30 years.
Yes, that's right. So we only have 30 years to stop using fossil fuels and limit global warming to at least 1.5 degrees Celsius, or much better,
yes,
lower than that.
Uh-huh.
Which is unlikely to happen because we are now populous. We are now billion.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, this is all over the world. So, yeah.
Okay. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. So, what are your thoughts on the IPCC's report?
I think, global warming is a serious problem these days.
Right.
Especially Korea experience sudden climate change.
Oh, okay. Such as?
Such as two hot and humid summer.
Right.
And too hot and humid summer. Because we remember past summer is not that hot.
Right. Yeah.
Without air conditioning, we can sustain and we can spend summer time. But this day without air conditioning, we cannot even sleep at night.
Yeah, I can just imagine that feeling.
Yeah.
It also happens in the Philippines.
Mm-hmm.
And they say that the ozone layer is is getting thinner and thinner. Because of the use of chemicals such as sprays and also what's emitted by appliances such as the refrigerator and the air conditioner. So we're like stuck in between. We don't know what we're going to do. If we're still going to use air conditioner or not. Because if we're not going to use air conditioner, it's really hot in our place, right?
Yes.
And if you're going to use the air conditioner, that will also contribute to the thinning of the ozone layer. So we're like stuck in between.
Yes.
Which is, we don't know what to do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Stuck in between.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, I'm afraid of summer.
Yeah, well, it's always summer here in our country. what's the season right now in South Korea?
Autumn.
Oh, it's gonna be winter soon.
Yes.
So I guess
winter would be very cold.
For sure. Yeah.
This year.
It'll be very cold this year. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Is the autumn wind cool now?
Yes.
Do you like it?
I think it's better than summer and winter.
Oh yeah, that's right. Yeah. So, but when it was summer, it was really scorching hot.
Yeah, but like autumn is between summer and winter, so many people get cold. these days.
Even if it's just autumn?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, we only have two seasons, which is rainy and sunny.
Rainy and sunny.
Yeah. We still have cold season. Whenever it's winter in Japan and Korea and China, cold air the cold season that comes from these countries, we slightly get affected by that. So we rely on the winter season of these countries so that it'll be cool in our country. It'll because of the monsoon weather. That's why it's like that. So we only have cool season. Not winter season. Just cool season.
There is no snow season, right?
Yeah, we don't have. I've never seen a snow my whole life.
Oh, okay.
Yes. I don't know. You are in Seoul, right?
Yes.
And it snows there, right?
Yeah, but we can't see snow piled up.
Oh, okay. It's not
in rural areas. Sometimes we can see the snow. There is how can I say? No one's dead on it.
Oh.
Pure snow.
It doesn't pile up.
Yeah, it piled up and no one stepped on it.
No one steps on it.
Yeah, steps on it.
Okay. Can you still get to make a snowman?
Snowman?
Yeah.
In Seoul, it's impossible.
Okay. Just a normal pile up like that.
Uh-huh.
Not enough to make a snowman.
No.
Oh, okay. Well, I've never seen a snow my whole life. Hopefully, if I will visit South Korea or maybe Japan, I'll be able to create one. Yeah, but I'm not. My tolerance in coldness or in cold season is not that high. I mean, I easily get cold.
Really?
Yeah.
Maybe if you visit Korea or Japan in this season, you might get cold as well.
Right, yeah. That's it. But you guys use a heater, right? Do you have heater at home?
Yes.
And you use it often? If it's winter, during winter, I'm sorry.
Yes, and it's not air heater.
Oh, okay. What kind of heater is it?
It's warm the floor. Heat the floor.
It warms the floor.
Yeah.
Oh,
it hits the floor, so whenever we walk or step on the floor, then we can feel hot temperature.
Is that is the other heater that makes hot air expensive? Is that more expensive than the one that just heats up the floor?
I don't know which one is more expensive.
Okay. I guess
but
the one. But what? I'm sorry.
Air heating makes our thoughts
dry.
all dry.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah. So that's why you guys prefer the heater that just heats the floor.
Yes.
Oh, okay. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's keep it going. Does it surprise you that the world is warming faster than predicted? Why?
I'm not surprised.
No. Okay.
Global warming.
Because?
It's processing faster than we predicted.
Right. Just like what I said earlier, we're getting populous.
Yes. We don't know the global warmings.
We don't know how serious global warming is.
Yeah, like the seriousness of global warming. We don't realize.
We don't realize how serious global warming is.
And I think people believe that global warming is would process in next generation,
or will happen.
Yeah, will happen next generation, next generation.
Yeah, we don't. Really problem. I mean, we don't really think about it.
Mm-hmm.
We don't really think about that. Yeah.
Yeah, because global warming is slowly affect on our life.
You think so?
Yes, I think we experience summer like hot and humid summer like this year.
I think your country is one of the blessed countries in the world.
To our country.
I think, yeah, because number one, your country is not easily you guys seldom experience earthquakes. Compared with Japan. Yeah. And in if I'm not mistaken, your country is considered as land of the morning dew.
Morning dew?
Yeah, that's how they whenever they introduce South Korea, they say South Korea, land of the morning dew.
Morning dew.
Yeah, it's that's the tagline. Land of the morning dew. So they say the season or the weather in your the seasons in your country is close to perfect. And like Japan is land of the rising sun. It's just all about the sun. There's the winter. Yeah. But your country, I think, its seasons is close to perfection. And that's, I think, the reason why you say you guys don't really think how serious global warming is, because you still guys experience season after season in specific months.
Yes. But we also feel summer become hot.
That's the thing.
Hotter.
Yeah,
hotter.
Hotter, yeah.
And autumn these days becomes a little shelter.
Right. It's good.
We realize the change, but I think as it's not very death-defying problem.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like that.
Yes. So we do not care about it very serious, very important.
You guys do not care about it.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I would say good for you guys. Yeah. Good for the Haminguk. Okay. And do you think electric vehicles will become more widely used over the next decade?
Yes. Electronic vehicles.
Yeah, such as electric powered vehicles.
Yeah, these days I often see electric power vehicles
mm-hmm.
on the road. If it goes through some development, like high speed and powerful, and then maybe it will become popular.
Yes, I think so.
Drivers.
Yeah, because I don't know if we will. My outlook on this one, or my judge, how can I say? If you will use electric powered vehicles, it will still use electricity. We would still use fossil fuels. If you will use the traditional or standard vehicle, you will still use gasoline, which is also a form of fossil fuel.
Mm-hmm.
So we're stuck in between. Right?
You
have no choice.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Just I feel like sometimes just arriving on the earth is a form of guilty. Guilt.
Could you say that again?
Form of sin.
Mm-hmm.
I sometimes feel just alive on the earth is a sin.
I've also thought about that. Yeah, like being alive is suffering, like that?
Yeah.
And the more that we're alive, the more that we are to suffer?
Yes.
I have also thought about that before, especially when my mom died. Because she suffered when she was alive, when she got ill. And the more that she's alive, the more she experienced the pain. And that's how she passed. And I've thought about that. I think I am better off dead, like that. I've thought about that. And it's like, I think there's a reason why I'm alive, and I need to look for that, my purpose, why I'm alive, for me to stop thinking, the more that I'm alive, the more I am to suffer. I am in constant search of that purpose.
Then you were,
contemplating. It's like I'm contemplating.
Contemplate. Okay.
Contemplating is like I look at it thoughtfully.
Okay.
So I have to stop contemplating and look for my main purpose, why I'm alive, for me to stop contemplating. Because you're right, the more that we're alive, we are susceptible to suffer because we're alive.
Yes.
Yeah, but we have to seek for constant purpose. Yeah. Oh, I didn't notice our time is over, and I've enjoyed my conversation with you.
Me too.
Okay. All right. Just minimal corrections in terms of your pronunciation and grammar. For your grammar, just be careful with these words: sustainable.
Sustainable.
Very good. And the word fossil.
Fossil.
Very good. And for your grammar, you've said earlier, heat the floor. It's better to say it heats the floor.
Heats the floor.
Yes, very good. And for my complete corrections, I'll just paste it here on your Skype chat box.
Later. Mm-hmm. All right. Okay.
All right. So that's going to be it for today. Thank you very much for your time, Ellen. And you do have an awesome day.
Yeah, thank you.